This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And new sponsor, Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Indeed. That's where you take the AR-15 and you make it a little something better than it is. That's where you take it. There are those of us that believe that the Constitution means what it says. And since the late 1970s, there's been a lot of arguing going on that congressional efforts to strengthen national security by weakening personal liberty are unconstitutional, un-American, and ineffective. Now, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which Congress passed in the aftermath of Nixon's use of the CIA and the FBI to spy on his political opponents, has unleashed demons that now seem beyond the government's control. And they are more pervasive than anything Nixon could have dreamed about. And that came to a boiling point last weekend when Trump accused former President Barack Obama of monitoring his telephone calls during the 2016 presidential election campaign. Can a U.S. president legally spy on a political opponent or any other person in America without any suspicion, probable cause, or warrant from a judge? Well, in a word, yes. The president can order the National Security Agency to spy on anyone at any time for any reason without a warrant. Now, that is profoundly unconstitutional, but absolutely lawful because it is expressly authorized by the FISA statute. All electronic surveillance today, whether ordered by the president or authorized by a court, is done remotely by accessing the computers of every telephone and computer service provider in the United States. The NSA has 24/7, 365 access to all of the mainframe computers of all the telephone and computer service providers in America. These service providers are required by law to permit this access and are prohibited by law from complaining about it publicly, challenging it in court, or revealing any of its details. When these prohibitions were passed, Congress violated the First Amendment, which prohibits it from infringing upon the freedom of speech. Now, the fruits of electronic surveillance cannot be used in criminal prosecutions, but can be shared with the president. If they are revealed publicly, the revelation constitutes computer hacking, which is a federal crime. Nevertheless, some of what was overheard from telephone conversations between the Russian ambassador to the U.S. and former Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, Trump's former national security advisor, was revealed to the public, a revelation that profoundly disturbed the White House and many in the intelligence community and constituted a crime. The original purpose of FISA was to place the judiciary as an intermediary between the nation's spies and the foreign agents we all know are among us. The theory was that the NSA would first need to demonstrate to a secret court probable cause that the target of the spying is an agent of a foreign power, and this would restrain the NSA from spying on ordinary Americans. This probable cause of foreign agency was a dramatic congressional rejection of the constitutional standard, namely probable cause of crime for the issuance of warrants. Foreign agency is not a crime. This congressional rejection of constitutional norms began the slippery slope in which the foreign agency standard has morphed by legislation and by secret interpretations of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to probable cause of foreign personhood, to probable cause of talking to a foreign person, to probable cause of being able to talk to a foreign person, to dropping the probable cause standard altogether, anyone who speaks to anyone else who could speak to a foreign person. This is reaching. This Orwellian and absurd expansion was developed by spies and approved by judges on the FISA court. The NSA argued that it would be more efficient to spy on everyone in the United States than to isolate bad people. And the court bought that argument. So hence, FISA warrants do not name particular people or places as their targets, as the Constitution requires. They merely continue in place the previous warrants, which encompass everyone in the country. FISA warrants are general warrants allowing intelligence agents to listen to whomever they wish and retain whatever they hear. General warrants are expressly prohibited by the Fourth Amendment, which requires that all warrants for all purposes be based on probable cause of crime, and particularly describe the person or thing to be seized. Or, for example, a specific conversation mentioning things specifically, or the place to be searched. Now, even though the NSA already has the legal, though unconstitutional, authority to capture any phone conversation or computer keystroke it wishes, its 60,000 agents lack the resources to listen to all conversations or read all electronic communications in real time. But it does capture the digital versions of all computer keystrokes made in or to the U.S. and all conversations had in the U.S. or involving someone in the U.S., and it has been doing this for the past 12 years. Since 2005. And it can download any conversation or text or email at will. So this is why the recent argument that Trump ordered the NSA to obtain a FISA warrant for Trump's, or excuse me, Obama ordered the NSA to obtain a FISA warrant for Trump's cell phone calls, and a judge issued a warrant for them is nonsense. The NSA already has a digital version of every call it's made or received since 2005. Because the NSA, which now works for Trump, is a part of the Defense Department, it is subject to the orders of the president in his capacity as Commander-in-Chief. So if the Commander-in-Chief wants something that a military custodian already has or can create, such as a transcript of an opponent's conversations with political strategists during a presidential campaign, why would he bother getting a warrant? He wouldn't bother getting a warrant. So all of this leads to information overload. So much material that all the communications of evil people are safely hidden in with a mountain of data from the rest of us. The NSA captures the digital equivalent, if printed, of 27 times the contents of the Library of Congress every year. And all of that is a monstrous power of the NSA to manipulate, torment, control, and mess with the president by selectively concealing and selectively revealing data to him. The Constitution entrusts no one with that kind of power. Congress has given it to the NSA. And all of this impairs a fundamental personal liberty, the right to be left alone, a right from, you know, we seceded from Great Britain, a right guaranteed by the Fourth Amendment, a right for which we fought wars against tyrants who we feared would take it from us. And we won those wars and we permitted our elective representatives to crush that right. Those faithless representatives have created a monster that is now turned on us. But we now know about it. So what will we do? We will be right back. That's the first thing.
there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You go there, you see it on the website, it's in stock. They'll tell you, they'll even tell you how many's in stock. Last week, the leftists were clutching their pearls when Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said he was considering a plan to separate illegal alien children from their illegal alien parents if they're caught sneaking across the border. Now, the idea of taking children away from parents who would recklessly risk their lives and subvert our laws was too much for the professional outrage class, which set out to create a domino effect of pearl clutching across the country at the prospect. Quite simply, though, I couldn't give a damn less. Don't get me wrong. I don't wish them any harm. I just don't want anyone entering this country illegally. And I sure don't want them to be rewarded for doing it. They should be sent back from wherever they came as fast as we can find a spot on a plane bound for their homeland. CNN's Wolf Blitzer was just the side of needing a fainting couch when he asked Secretary Kelly on Monday, are you, the Department of Homeland Security, considering a new initiative that would separate children from their parents if they try to enter the United States illegally? Now, attempting to show why deterrence is truly the compassionate option, Kelly answered, let me start by saying I would do almost anything to deter people from Central America to getting on this very, very dangerous network that brings them up through Mexico into the United States. He was referring to the coyotes, the human smugglers who profit from sneaking people into this country in conditions that usually are abhorrent and can include abuse, sexual assault, and even murder. Sneaking into the United States illegally is horrible and dangerous. And once again, I say, so what? We are a sovereign nation. We are not the Hunger Games. Difficulties incurred while breaking our laws do not make you exempt from those laws, nor should you be rewarded for enduring them. Now, Blitzer, showing why he finished in the negative on Celebrity Jeopardy Circle Back, he asked, if you get some young kids who manage to sneak into the United States with their parents, are Department of Homeland Security personnel going to separate the children from their moms and dads? Apparently, the first, you know, answer wasn't enough. And before I tell you what Kelly said, consider a parent that would subject their child to a human smuggler, to a coyote, especially the ones who came here illegally without their children, then simply sent money to some of the worst people on the planet to bring their kids here. They weren't even with them. Kelly's response was, yes, I am considering, in order to deter more movement along this terribly dangerous network, I am considering exactly that. They will be well cared for as we deal with their parents. And Blitzer interrupted, but you understand how that looks to the average person. Once again, why do I give a damn to that as well? But Kelly replied, it's more important to me, Wolf, to try to keep people off of this awful network. And he's right. The Blitzers of the world would prefer to swing open the gates of this country. And that's something that we simply cannot do and we should not do. Think of yourself. Some of you have, most of you have children. Think of you willingly placing placing your child in jeopardy of getting sexually assaulted or murdered or left in the elements. Think of that. If a parent is willing to risk the lives and safety of their children, they shouldn't have children. At least not in this country. In a time when parents could lose their children for letting them walk back home from the park alone, why should illegal aliens be treated better for much, much worse? Now, I understand that they're leaving what they call a hellhole, and they want better lives for themselves and their children. How about focusing that energy on improving their own country? I would probably be very supportive of their efforts to wrestle their nations from corrupt and despotic regimes that leave resource-rich nations wallowing in poverty because of ineptitude and fraud. But they don't get a ticket punched for free just cause to the greatest country on the planet just because theirs is awful. And let us not pretend that those streaming across the border are the best and the brightest with pockets full of seed capital, just looking for a place to start their future billion-dollar company. Legal and illegal immigrants are more likely to be like Pedro Quezada, a legal immigrant who lived here in the U.S. for 25 years before winning $338 million in the lottery. After those 25 years of living in the U.S., Mr. Quezada had an interpreter at his press conference. So, never learned the language. And, yes, some legal immigrants have founded some amazing companies and employed thousands of people. But they are the exception. They're not the rule. They also come legally. I have empathy for these people fleeing miserable countries to come to the United States. But my logic stays in place despite the emotional empathy that I'm feeling. We are a compassionate nation with a very big front door. And if you choose to climb in a window, you should be given the boot as quickly as possible. Because, you know, that's the way it's supposed to be. Since that's not how our system currently works, rather than catch and release people caught entering illegally, they should be detained until they can be sent home, and they should lose their children during that process. If that doesn't deter people from risking their lives and the lives of their children, so be it. If they choose, they can pay the thousands of dollars to do it all over again, complete with another one-way flight back home when they get caught. I know the media expects me to care, to feel emotions that override logic and condemn this inhumane treatment, but it's not going to happen. Emotion should not set policy. The rule of law matters. I'm willing to bet I'm not the only one that thinks that. I could not care less, really, I couldn't. I have given all I have to give on this one. And if a parent, here in the United States, if you accidentally lock your child in a car, they're going to break the window to your car, which they should to get to your child, but then you're going to be in all kinds of trouble for having an accident. If your child falls out of a bed and breaks their leg, they're going to be looking at you hard. And if you're an illegal alien and you put your child on top of a train and you're not with them and they ride across, well, how courageous. We'll be right back.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137.
800-930-5137.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
See it on the website. That means it's in stock. Check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. Looking at and welcoming new sponsor Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, indeed. Indeed. Now then, I bet you didn't know that we're living in the time of the greatest man that has ever lived, the most powerful man that has ever lived. No, it isn't Donald Trump. It's not even Barack Obama, although he would, you know, differ. No, the greatest, most powerful man who has ever lived is FBI Director James Comey. Yesterday, he took matters into his own hands and he decided to override nearly 250 years of Western enlightenment, saying that American citizens will no longer have absolute privacy. From his unchallengeable pulpit, Comey took the ideas of Locke, Jefferson, and Paine into his own hands and disposed of them like a used rag. At a conference in Boston, he said, there's no such thing as absolute privacy in America. There is no place outside of judicial reach. He added that our private conversations with our families, religious leaders, and attorneys will no longer be protected by the First Amendment, a right that has emerged from 200,000 years of human evolution. He declared, even our communications with our spouses, with our clergy members, with our attorneys are not absolutely private in America. After a presidential election filled with scandal and controversy, you might think that Comey would recuse himself from the position appointed to him by Barack Obama. Yes, sure. He boasted, you're stuck with me for about another 6.5 years, so I'd love to be invited back again. Now, he justifies himself using the national security argument, the idea being, give me your right to privacy and I'll protect you from evil. The only problem is that we as American citizens are forced to uphold our end of the deal, and Comey can act with impunity. The Islamic shooter who killed 5 Americans in January at an Orlando airport told Comey's agency that he was on the brink of disaster months before the violent act. Where was the most powerful man ever then? Maybe we would be better off just keeping our privacy, because after all, that has served us pretty well up to this point, hasn't it? Yeah. That guy, he really needs to go. He really does need to go. The recent Academy Awards ceremony turned into a monotony of hate, if you saw that. Many of the stars who mounted the rage ranted on cue about the evils of President Donald Trump. And that cheap rhetoric is easy. But first, accusers should guarantee that their own ceremony is well run. That event was filled with utter bedlam, as no one in the Oscar stage even knew who had won the Best Picture Award. The stars issued a lot of rants about Trump, but were apparently unaware that one of the ceremony's impromptu invited guests was a recent parolee and registered sex offender. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg used to offer all sorts of cosmic advice on the evils of smoking and the dangers of fatty foods and sugary soft drinks. He also frequently pontificated on abortion and global warming. And that earned him a progressive audience that transcended the boroughs of New York. But in the near record of December 2010 blizzard, Bloomberg proved utterly incompetent in the elemental task for which he was elected. In that instance, that was ensuring that the New Yorkers were not trapped in their homes by snowdrifts in the streets that went unplowed for days. The Bloomberg syndrome is a characteristic of contemporary government officials. When they're unwilling or unable to address postmodern problems in their jurisdictions, crime, crumbling infrastructure, inadequate transportation, they compensate by posing as a philosopher king, and they cheaply lecture on existential challenges over which they have no real control. Now, think of Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, who recently promised to nullify federal immigration law, even as he did little to mitigate the epidemic of murders in his own city. Barack Obama nearly doubled the national debt, but he never achieved 3% economic growth in any of his 8 years in office and left the healthcare system in crisis. But he did manage to lecture Americans on the evils of the Crusades and promised to lower the seas and cool the planet. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the former governor of California, likewise ran up record debt during his tenure, culminating in a $25 billion deficit his last year in office. He liked to hector state residents on global warming and green energy and brag about his commitment to wind and solar power. Meanwhile, one of the state's chief roadways, California State Route 99, earned the moniker Highway of Death, full of potholes and bumper-to-bumper traffic and narrow lanes and archaic on- and off-ramps. During California's early February storms, the state's decrepit road system all but collapsed. A main access to Yosemite National Park was shut down by mudslides. Big Sur was inaccessible. Highway 17, which connects Monterey Bay to Silicon Valley, was a disaster. Then comes Moonbeam. He warned of climate change and permanent drought and did not authorize the construction of a single reservoir. Now, California is experiencing near record rain and snowfall. If they had simply completed their half century in place already, water master plan, dozens of new reservoirs would now be storing the runoff, ensuring the state could be drought-proof for years. Instead, more than 20 million acre-feet of water have already been released to the sea. There's nowhere to put it, given that California has not built a major reservoir in nearly 40 years. crumbling spillways of the landmark Oroville Dam, the tallest dam in the United States, threatened to erode it. Warnings of needed maintenance went unheeded for years, despite the fact that some 20 million more Californians live in the state. Meanwhile, the state legislature has enacted new laws regarding plastic bags and transgender restrooms. We have an arrogant generation that virtue signals that we can change the universe when we can't even run an award ceremony or plow snow or fix potholes or build a road or a dam or stop inner-city youths from murdering each other. Do these guys promise utopia because they cannot cope with reality? Does a lecture compensate for inaction? Do we fault past generations of Americans who drank too many Cokes and smoked too many cigarettes because we're ashamed that we lack their vision and confidence and ability to build another Oroville Dam or a six-lane freeway or to stop criminals from turning urban weekends into the Wild West? Governors who can't dig a hole and build a reservoir have little business fantasizing about a 200-mile-per-hour supertrain. And dense celebrities who cannot open the right envelope? We should not be seeking them out for their cosmic political wisdom. I love them. They're the gift that keeps on giving. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You see it on the website, that means it's in stock. They have so many things, not for sale, but on sale, on special sale. You just wouldn't believe it unless you go there and check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, one of the caveats was Obamacare in this last election. This was a big thing in this last election. And now Paul Ryan and his congressional clown car of alleged conservatives surprise us by just sort of dropping Obamacare Jr. on us. Now, it wasn't surprising to see them trip all over their Gucci's during the utterly inept rollout. These Nimrods couldn't effectively communicate to Elizabeth Warren with smoke signals. But I was shocked at how transcendently crappy their proposed Obamacare replacement is. Let me put it this way. The only thing this steaming pile of failure would be good for is as the key prop of a very specialized niche German porno film. How many times do we have to tell you, politicians, Obamacare must die. Kill it dead. Burn it with fire. When are you going to get it through your wonks' fears that we don't want a government-led healthcare system that leaves the people who invest D.C. in charge? We don't need a plan because 85% of us already have a plan. It's called taking responsibility for supporting ourselves and our families like damn adults. And we really mean it when we say we want Obamacare gone. D-O-A. Call it over to the mob boss's house under the pretense that it's going to be made, then shoot it through the face so its mother can't give it an open coffin at the funeral. Any questions? Instead of what we want and what you have been promising us, we've been handed this technicolor yawn of complex rules and regulations and handouts that end up with those of us who take responsibility for ourselves once again getting stuck with the bill for the freeloaders who won't. You babble incessantly about empowerment, but you people are still in the driver's seat. You don't let us choose what our insurance covers. It doesn't let us buy across state lines. It doesn't even have a price tag attached. Apparently, we have to pass it to find out what's in it. And Obamacare Jr. operates under the premise that if you don't want to spend your money on health insurance, that's A-OK. Somebody else, which means the GOP's base, will pick up the tab for your irresponsibility. And that's a really big problem. You central planners pretending to be conservatives have spent so long in your wonky cesspit of policy singularity that you have forgotten that what must be the core unchallenged principle behind any conservative policy. Everybody pays for their own stuff. Now, the whole stupid goal of your stupid fake Obamacare replacement is the same stupid goal of the stupid original, to ensure that Nimrods who refuse to carry their weight never, ever, 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 never, ever, ever have to accept the consequences of their choices. Want to save money by not buying health insurance when you're feeling fine? Don't worry. Those suckers who act like responsible adults will just pay more so that when you come down with a cold, you can slide right onto a policy because we'll ban discrimination based on pre-existing conditions. Except people with pre-existing conditions. No. Not including those moving between insurers when changing jobs. People with pre-existing conditions should be totally discriminated against because they didn't buy health insurance. Obamacare Jr. continues to conflate health insurance, which should hedge people because unexpected expenses with routine health care like checkups and birth control that people ought to pay for out of pocket. What you're proposing is not even insurance. You're proposing redistribution of our earnings. And you really should stop that. So step one, repeal Obamacare. Put a stake through its heart and level its head on a pike. And maybe the Democrats won't vote for a replacement. That's fine. They're the party of trough-gorging welfare cheats, not us. It's their constituents who want the free stuff. Yours are the sheep that those bums shear. No Obamacare replacement is their problem. See how long the Dems can play the obstruction game with their freeloading voters screaming, gimme. Step two, stop trying to plan everything. We can do it ourselves. Lift the regulations and let us buy whatever coverage we want from whatever state we want. Operate under the general principle that every American adult is expected to pay for his own health care. More importantly, stop trying to ameliorate the consequences of bad decisions. If you want to have fewer bad decisions, the best way to achieve that lofty goal is let the bad things happen to the stupid people. Once that's done, there you have your health care reform. It's a very simple thing. It's called the free market. It's supposed to be a mainstay of the old, you know, the whole conservative, foundation. And there's not very much there because you shouldn't be doing very much. Federal government should barely have anything to do with health care at all. You know, when you review the Constitution and check behind every penumbra and emanation, and paying for other people's abortions and Viagra, you just don't find it there. You're catering to the takers is converting the United States of America from a great nation into a less efficient Blue Cross with a shrinking army. So do what you promised. We sent you to Washington to kill Obamacare. We want it dead. We don't want a zombie sequel operating under the same flawed premise and using the same central planning approach that permanently enshrines yet another unaffordable entitlement. And I know Trump is backing you kind of, sort of, for now. But wasn't our big problem with him that he was not a conservative ideologue? I don't expect hardcore conservative solutions from him because, unlike you, he never sold himself as a hardcore conservative. You're supposed to be the hardcore conservative ideologues, but instead you're just being softcore conservative idiots. We're pretty serious about this, and you just simply aren't listening. And you had better listen because we're all watching, and if you have to be ritually sacrificed on the primary ballot box, I'm good with that. You are politically expendable, and you have one choice to do this right. One chance, rather. And you're screwing it up. You remove your collective heads from your collective fourth point of contact, which is where I would assume you pulled this plan from in the first place, and start doing what we damn well sent you to Washington to do. Go back to the drawing board. It's not going to, this is a big one. You know, go back to the drawing board and
set it up to where you're just getting out of the way. I don't need much. Let me pick it out. Let me buy it from wherever I want. And I got it. Thanks. Thanks a bunch. Politicians. There's really not that much of a difference between a Republican and a Democrat when they get out there and they're in a position of leadership. They got to get out there and they want to plan. They got to get out there and direct. They, you know, they want to do this. They want to do that. So, this is a very interesting time to be alive. But let's see what comes down the pike. They need to go back. They need to discard 90% of this stuff. If, you know, this is a horrible thing to say. Now, if you had insurance before and you changed jobs or something happened and it was not something that you did willingly, then that condition should be covered wherever you're going, without a doubt. If you simply didn't want to buy the insurance, then you should not be able to buy the insurance when you suddenly get sick, which is the same thing that's happening to Obamacare now. That's the big issue with Obamacare now. The young people are not paying more so that the old people don't have to pay as much. It's not working the way they said it was going to work. So, okay. Maybe if we just got out of the way and let people, gave people the right to pick and choose what they want, maybe things would be better. But, you know, since we don't have any privacy already, we should just give that up as well. No privacy, no options. I think it's time. I really think it's time to drain the swamp. I do. And it, with each passing day, I begin to think that even though, well, we'll get to that in a minute.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.